Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Just tuned in to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from the Free Zones in the heart of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you are all blessed all the way across the fruited plains, the Free Zones, and outside the wire in occupied territory on our live streaming. For those of you that are listening in the Spokane area, as you all know, we are on KTW 630 AM and 96.5 FM. And don't forget to tell your friends that they can also call in and listen on the phone. If you have a disruption with your internet connection or something like that, then you can call that number 605-477-4336. That's just for listening. And all the ways that you can listen to Radio Free Redoubt, including our podcast every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. and our archived shows on our Podbean site. They're all linked there at radiofreeredoubt.com. If you just click on the Listen to RFR tab, that's how you can learn how to listen. Now, speaking of that Sunday evening podcast, last week, as you know, I re-aired the previous week's episode on KTW because it was still relevant and very timely. Had that drag queen story hour, which I'm going to have some follow-ups here in just a moment. But I was at a Christian men's retreat last week, and it was just amazing to be around other godly men, warriors, who see what's going on in the world from a Christian perspective. We had some really great discussions, did some shooting, and it was just really rejuvenating. I needed it, but I thought I was going to be back in time on Sunday evening, and I just did not get back because I got to see my dad for Father's Day and took my mom out to dinner and my dad out to dinner for belated Mother's Day and Father's Day. So that was well worth it, but it ran late. So that's why we didn't have a show Sunday night. So I'll try to make up for it tomorrow night. We got a lot of stuff to cover. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on. So we're going to talk about that here in segment one, which is brought to you by Werks Holsters. WERKZ.com is the website to find out how you can get your custom-made Kydex holster and magazine carriers at Werks Holsters, which is located right here in the American Redoubt, and they have got a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Also, don't forget to check out their line of Liberty State customized products with the Liberty State flag and the Liberty State seal as options there. And they donate part of the proceeds to support Liberty State. Now, this is a pretty wild news cycle this week. Iran shot down, unprovoked, reportedly, shot down a U.S. drone because it was out in international waters. That's what we say, unprovoked. Unmanned drone. And President Trump says, you're going to see soon enough how we will respond. Well, evidently, we had bombers and aircraft headed that way, and they turned around. So it's rumored, of course, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors, that Iran began kind of doing an about-face on what it seemed like they were in the process of trying to do. Well, anyway, things are ramping up. Russia has warned the United States not to get involved because it will escalate and it would be catastrophic. And Iran saying they're going to destroy us. And, you know, I just for you and I out here on the ground, out here in the middle of the American Redoubt, where you're powerless to do anything but watch these things unfold across the country. There are some things that you can do. I strongly recommend you start reassessing your preparations, your food storage, fuel storage, emergency communications, and so on, right down the line. And if you have sensitive electronics, whether it's night vision goggles or a spare laptop, a spare shortwave radio or ham radio, I think it would be a good idea to probably, if you've got that stuff out, get it back in your Faraday cage, in your Faraday box, or whatever type of protection, just in case. There's no indicator that we're facing, you know, any type of specific threat, but, you know, just sometimes I think it's just prudent to take certain precautionary measures. And so that's what I'm doing. It's what I did yesterday. Started boxing some of the stuff up that I had out that I was working on or working with, and I don't really need it. So protecting that. Now, you do have an opportunity to practice and train T-Rex 2019. That's the Teotihuacan Readiness Exercise of 2019. Now, Teotihuacan is another acronym that stands for the end of the world as we know it. Not the end of the world, like it's going to vanish and all humanity is going to be lost. It's where some catastrophic event happens that changes your world the way you always knew it to be permanently. And, you know, we've seen that many times throughout history where some major event happens. It could be war, it could be economic collapse, societal collapse, or a coup or something like that. That really just changes your world forever. You don't go back to the good old days. They're just gone, right? We call that the end of the world as we know it, Teotihuacan. So we hold a nationwide grid-down scenario-based training exercise across the country every year called T-Rex, Teotihuacan Readiness Exercise. So this year, and of course, it's always the heavy emphasis is placed on emergency communications. If the lights go out, you don't know why, you don't know when help's coming, you don't know anything, really. We know from prior societal, economic, social collapses and war and other scenarios that the folks with the communications were the heroes of their communities and neighborhoods. So this is our opportunity to practice that with the nationwide AMRON network, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. And that you can learn more about that by going to AMRON.com. That's AMRRON.com. We did just launch a new AMRON mobile app so we can keep folks informed, up to date, latest minute information and developments. But that has only been released to AMRON Core at this time. While we continue evaluating and assessing that mobile app, it will be available to the rest of AMRON and the general public on July 1st. So check Radio Free Redoubt and AMRON.com websites to be watching for those announcements. Now, last week we had this Drag Queen Story Hour, which is actually taking place across the country. And there was at least 100 conservatives there protesting this, you know, much to the ire of the leftists who were, you know, flipping the middle finger and cursing and foaming at the mouth and writhing and rolling around on the grass. Well, I don't know about that part, but they were really, really spun up. The demonic forces were really on overdrive. But in the library, where they weren't allowing Christians to go, reportedly, the only way you could get in there is with a child, where you could go into these, where these men were dressed as women and all kinds of other, they call costumes, in drag, reading children's stories. Of course, most of these stories are about homosexuality or transgender families or that type of thing. But they had face painting as well. And they had the kids chanting. For those who were able to get in and take photos and get out, they had the children chanting, "Drag is for me, drag is for you, drag is magic." And that's happening in your tax dollar funded libraries. There's another one scheduled today, this afternoon at 2 p.m. downtown at the downtown Spokane Library. Several pastors and scores of conservative activists will be holding peaceful protests. They plan on singing praise and worship, praying and talking to people on the street. And, of course, they're also going to be joining the 500 Mom group that is kind of spearheading this. And they're outraged, and they should be. Redoubt News did a really good article last week titled Drag Queen Story Hour Celebration of Sin. And the American Library Association is sponsoring events around the country aimed at including children into the drag lifestyle. They call these events Drag Queen Story Hour. If the events limited themselves to reading classic stories for children, they might be able to convince me that they're not trying to indoctrinate children into the LGBT drag lifestyle. But that's not what they're doing. And of course, this story goes more into depth. The Charles Carroll Society has also been doing a really good job of covering this as well. I just didn't grab a couple of the articles that he had written covering this into my notes. So I am remiss. But there is the reason why I focused mostly on this, there is a petition. It is sponsored by LifeSite and Personhood Alliance to protest the Drag Queen Story Hour. And you can find the petition if you go to redoubtnews.com and look for that petition. It's titled, A Cross-Dressing Man is Coming to a Library Near You to Teach Your Children About Gender Fluidity. And you are actually helping to fund him with your state, local, and federal tax dollars. And that petition is linked from this article over at Redoubt News. And the article is titled Drag Queen Story Hour Celebration of Sin. Super easy for you to find. And we'll see if we can get that put in our highlights and resources posting as well. So these are the headlines from today. This is not just the headlines like, oh, this is happening in somebody else's world. This is in our communities, my friends. Now, this is very calculated. This is intentional. The communists' advancement to destroy morality is very intentional. And I want to bring you back to this because I've covered this before, but we're going to talk about the destruction of morality as an intentional, deliberate, calculated effort to destroy America. The communists have said, we cannot destroy America until we destroy their morals. We have to, that is where they draw their strength from. We have to target their moral base, the morality of America. It's Christian roots, they've said. So this is what they are doing. Now, if you don't believe me, it's been documented for decades. There is a 45 goals that are outlined in a book by Cleon Skousen called The Naked Communist. I know many of you have read it, but I want to revisit this for those of you who have not heard of it. On January 10th of 1963, Congressman Albert Hurlong Jr. of Florida read a list of 45 communist goals into the congressional record. The list was derived from researcher and former FBI agent Cleon Skousen's book, The Naked Communist. And these principles are well worth revisiting today in order to gain insights into the thinking and strategies of much of our so-called liberal elite. So I want to take you just to talking about morality, how they are targeting morality. Items number 25 and 26 on these list of 45 goals to destroy the United States. 25 states break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. And they add a note here. This is the Gramscian agenda of the long march through the institutions spelled out explicitly. A gradual takeover of the means of communication and then using those vehicles to debauch the culture and weaken the will of the individual to resist. Number 26 reads, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. The other note that they added in here today, those few who still have the courage to advocate public morality are denounced and viciously attacked. Most Americans are entirely unwitting regarding the motives behind this agenda. And when we come back, I'm going to pick up right where I left off, talking about the 10 planks of communism that were outlined by Karl Marx, and then some real-world application examples of what we're seeing in this country and around the world. Communism is not dead. It's on the rise. No matter what type of lipstick they put on it, it's still a pig. This is Radio Free Redoubt. Don't go away.
Lenin put it this way: it does not matter if three-quarters of mankind is destroyed. All that counts is that the last quarter is communist. Lenin spoke, communist world domination.
Hi, I want to take a moment to let you all know about a great offer that will put up-to-the-minute intelligence and breaking news in your hands, often minutes or hours before you'll hear about it on the news or anywhere else. The director of Alerts USA and the editor of The Threat Journal, Steve Oxtokolnis, is offering a discounted subscription to all of you as listeners of Radio Free Redoubt and members of AMRON. The Alerts USA subscription is normally $99 a year, but if you click on the Alerts USA banner at RadioFreeRedoubt.com or AMRON.com, that will take you through to a page where you can subscribe for just $75. Whether it's a natural disaster, active shooter, terrorist attack, or other rapidly developing security or emergency situation, you'll be among the first to know. Information is king, but accurate and timely information is priceless. I not only use Alerts USA, I count on it. However, if you're not able to pay for a subscription at this time, then you can still sign up for the free Threat Journal email subscription to get weekly intelligence briefs and stay in the know on what occurred in the previous days. Again, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com or AMRON.com and click on the Alerts USA banner. We're back at Radio Free Redoubt. This is segment two, and segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. RiverfrontSuites.com is the website. They're right on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Be a great time. It's a great time of the year to explore the St. Joe and have a little weekend getaway, place to lay down and rest. At RiverfrontSuites.com. Check them out. Okay, now, when I started off here, I said I was going to lead into the 10 planks of Karl Marx. And I want to share these with you. I don't know if I really don't have time to go into the full length of this, but I want to read some of these with you. And this is over at LibertyZone.com. Of course, it's all over the internet and multiple books. The 10 planks stated in the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx, which many of we're seeing Marxism embraced here in our own country, the land of the free and the home of the brave. But number one, the abolition of private property and the application of all rents of land to public purposes. Two, a heavy progressive or gradual income tax. Of course, now they're taxing us on nothingness, such as, you know, our global footprint, carbon tax, nothingness like climate change, which is a hoax. Number three, abolition of all rights of inheritance. Number four, confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels. Five, centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. Boy, do they have that. They have all of these. And if you read this article, they actually give examples of how each of these have been already achieved in the United States. Number six, centralization of the means of communications and transportation in the hands of the state. Number seven, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into the cultivation of wastelands, and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. They call these comprehensive plans, green belts and green zones and buffer zones and wildlife corridors, and it goes on and on. Equal liability to labor. Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Boy, isn't it really amazing how they have attacked agriculture as well? Just the cattle industry is just shrinking so fast. Number nine, combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries, gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of population over the country. And actually, they're doing somewhat similar to this, but what they're trying to do is Agenda 2030, consolidation of populations and making more and more of the land, uninhabitable or, prohibited or restricted access by the general public. Number 10, free education for all children in public schools, abolition of children's factory labor in its present form, combination of education with industrial production. Remember, he wrote this in the 1800s. Now, later on, in the middle of the 20th century, that's when the naked communists identified the revised goals of communism, actually after the Soviet Union, and communism had really matured. Marx really was working with theory. Wouldn't it be nice if we could develop this type of system one day? Well, the naked communists identified those 45 goals well after communism had deeply taken root. But I want to share something with you because communism is actually spreading so fast that most people don't recognize it or they're not paying attention, and it's scary. And now they're taking more and more places, elected positions. The Denver Council, in Denver, a council member wins with the promise to impose communism by any means necessary. Pay attention to that phrase, by any means necessary. That is a communist, Marxist, revolutionary term. And it's not peaceful. It is anything but. But this Denver council, Candy Chewbacca, won a runoff race against the former Denver City Council president, Albus Brooks. She did it by promising to implement communist policies, quote unquote, by any means necessary. Listen to what she has to say.
I don't believe that our current economic system actually works. Capitalism by design is extractive, and in order to generate profit in a capitalist system, something has to be exploited. That's land, labor, or resources. And I think that we're in late phase capitalism, and we know it doesn't work, and we've got to move into something new. And I believe in community ownership of land, labor, resources, and distribution of those resources. And so whatever that morphs into, I think is what will serve community the best. And I'm excited to usher it in by any means necessary.
That, my friend, are straight up, unadulterated communist talking points. Absolutely. Now, when I say pay attention to this term, we're seeing this all over the country and even around the world. I don't know if you guys remember these violent protests in 2017 who said, we're coming to Spokane and we're going to do the same thing, right? There's an interview. I got a copy of an interview where Yvette Filarka with the group called By Any Means Necessary, they're affiliated with Antifa and Indivisible, these other Marxist groups. She defended the violence, and not only did she defend the violence that took place during the Berkeley protests, she said it should be used as a model for how the movement needs to take things in the future. So then a couple of months later, they say, we're coming to your town. They're saying we're coming to break stuff and hurt people. And this is what she had to say.
Why not be peaceful about it? Why not, chant and hold your signs and things? But when you take the barricades and you destroy the building and when you set fires, isn't that counterproductive?
I think that the left has been far too timid for way too long. And it's why we've even gotten in this position where we even have someone like Donald Trump leading a fascist movement as the president of the United States. We need to make sure that we have more mass protests, more militant protests that are mass and militant. now what I think was so important about our success on Wednesday, which is why it should be the model for how the movement needs to take things now in the future.
Really?
Yeah. It was people fighting united in a mass effort, in a united effort, and by any means necessary.
And that's in America, my friends. But it's not just America. And just so you don't start to think, well, this is just an isolated incident. That was that one person saying it over there. And this other person, it's coincidental, this other person over here just used the same terminology. But let me take you to a report that was sent to me by our friends in South Africa who are facing a very aggressive and militant armed communist revolution that is on the rise. And they're talking about killing people because of the color of their skin, taking their land from them by force, and they're deeply rooted in communism. Now listen to this. This is from the leader of the EFF.
Read the EFF founding manifesto. It says, we will win this revolution using any means necessary. We said to you, any means necessary to win the revolution. So let me tell you something here. If you are not prepared to take guns at some point, you are in a wrong hole.
There you go, my friends. This is what's happening. It is coordinated. This is happening all over the place. It's not going to go away on its own, and it's not going to go away without a fight. Conservative, Christian, patriots who love America, be ready to fight. I don't know how else to say it. Anyway, you guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com for our weekly podcast. And you guys be safe out there, but don't trust in yourselves. Don't trust in me. Don't trust in any man. Trust in the Lord. God bless.
Any means necessary.
By any means necessary.
And by any means necessary.
Any means necessary to win the revolution.